So today's learning should be as chus ilan nishma sadir tkaver kaim alozav en shem shenaye, as well as a chus for an ilan nishama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a chus for Fur Shlema, Chaim Doi ben Menarachel, Chanalei Abashen Rachel, and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a chus for all those in the Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael, and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're in the middle of talking about helping out needy people. He's talking specifically about halbasha, about clothing them, but I'm going to just tell you that this really can apply to giving tzedakah to people in shul as well. Says, I'm at the bottom of page 691. Now, he said last time that a wealthy person should donate his clothes and should get new clothing every so often. He says, the fact that the clothing that you're giving is like worn out, so you wore something for 6 months, a suit, and now it's like worn out or it's not something you'd want to wear. It's alani, but by the ani, it's considered significant and proper. That the pasuk says with regards to the kayanim, the gifts that you give to the kayanim, when you separate the chalboy, you should always give the choicest. Meaning, when you're going to give a piece of meat to a kayan to eat, let's say he hasn't eaten meat for 9 days, and you're going to give him a big, nice piece of kosher meat to eat, you shouldn't give him the fatty meat that he can't chew. You should give him a good piece of London broil, a good piece of rib steak. You should give him the best portion. So what you would say is, so maybe, really, I should give the ani the new clothing, and I should wear old clothing. He says, everything depends on the person. At the end of the day, your life comes first. And you know, you should wear the new clothing, and you should give. Basically, you wear the new stuff, and you give the old stuff over to the ani. Amnam, it's good for a person to be careful. Now here he's going to talk about something which really applies not only to tzedakah. In fact, it probably applies more so when we give gifts and when we receive gifts, how we should act. He says a person should be very careful that if he can tell it's something that the recipient desires. In other words, when you're giving something, you should, he's talking about now about donating clothing. So let's say you know someone needs a suit. So you should try to give him the suit that he needs. He needs a summer suit, give him a summer suit. Don't say, well, he needs clothing, so I'm going to give him, I happen to have shoes that are available, but he has 20 pairs of shoes. He doesn't need shoes. He says, try to give it something that he actually needs. But then, let's say he gives him something that's not really appealing. Don't complain. And like I said, this applies not just to tzedakah. This applies anytime you receive a gift. Sometimes you get a gift and it's a complete waste. You know right away when you get it that it's an absolute waste. Or sometimes you give a gift. And a lot of times, you know, your child brings a gift to a birthday party and you could see right away on the kid's face that the kid doesn't want it. Now he's saying here, you have to be very careful. Don't complain. And don't complain to others about it. Because in his example, the aniyim are going to stop giving. If they're giving, and now the poor people don't even appreciate it, so they're going to stop giving. In our case, and he said, the derech type sheyesh le'das l'chanim yushavas. He says, in general, a person who is of sound mind should know that if your friend decided to do some favor, if it's pure quality and he paid too much for it, he overpaid, where he gave him something of inferior quality. So sometimes someone comes to your house and they bring you flowers, and the flowers look like they're already dead. And you're like, you know what? Thanks for the flowers, but no thanks. That's not the appropriate way. But rather, you should, with a smile, accept it. Like it's something you need or something that you desire, so that he'll be pleased by your reaction. He says you're going to close the door in face of gemilas chasadim, because when someone does a favor, if the recipient doesn't appreciate it, what you're causing is that person is not going to do favors for other people, because he's going to say it goes unappreciated anyway, so why should I bother? So we have to be very careful that when someone does a chesed for us, even if it's not something we need, but we should be very careful to accept it. And this goes a lot of times, someone wants to share with us good news. Say someone wants to tell with us that someone got engaged. Instead of saying to the person, who went out of their way to give you this information to say, yeah, I heard already. Thanks. You said, tell the person, thank you very much. Why do they have to be told that you already have that information? They're trying to do chesed. They're trying to share simcha. And you should be appreciative of that, because what's going to end up happening is next time this guy is going to, the guy who told you is going to say, what am I calling people for? What am I telling people? What do I need to share the news if they're just going to hear it from someone else anyway? So that's, we should be careful when we are recipients of chesed, whatever type of chesed it is, that we should always do so with a smile and an appreciation. Now he's talking about there are places where the minhag is to give clothing to young children. That from 1 year to another year, every year, the communal fund provides clothing. Ashrei amatoi chelkam, he says it's a great minhag. They're doing a great mitzvah. He says you should try to do this for adults as well, not just for children. For the wives and the older children. Even one who thinks that he's weak, meaning he doesn't have as much. And now this applies not just to clothing, but this applies to tzedakah too. When people come in to collect and you say, I'm not a gevir. I'm not a gevir. No one's coming to me for a large check. But you shouldn't say that. Ki rabbi, it's a great mitzvah. Mitzvah tzedakah is a very, very important mitzvah. That it brings success in all areas of your life. Wealth and riches in your home. And also helps you in olam haba. He brings a pasuk. Essentially, you're going to get brachas both from Hashem and from the poor people that you're helping out. So a person should never say, I'm not a usher, I'm not from the wealthy people, so what do I need to get involved in an insert organization X? Because what do they need my money for? That should not be the attitude we have. Rather, the attitude we have should be that, no, I'm going to give whatever I can, and that's going to be a tremendous chus for me, both in this world and in the next world, for success, bracha, hatzlacha, and b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. And that's the attitude that a person should have. And on the recipient's end, if someone gives you a small donation and you're raising money, you should thank the person who gave you a little just the same, if not more, than the person that gave you a lot, because you don't know the level of effort and how hard it was for someone to give. And maybe the person that's giving you a small amount, it was harder for him to give that small amount than it was for someone to give you a large amount. We should always make sure to be appreciative of any chasadim that we receive.